Now I'm going to turn the things over to the garden guru, Mark Weber, so we can start off the show this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Is it ever going to be warm enough that I don't have to wear a jacket into this station?
Did you have to scrape off your car a little
this
morning?
Yeah, I got up this morning. I was looking outside. It's like, man, there's snow on the ground. And my poor dogs, I mean, yesterday they were rolling and having a good time in the yard, and then they walked outside this morning and they're like, what are you doing to me? All I got to say is, at least with this kind of weather, it kind of slows down the process and allows all of us to be doing some much needed transplanting chores and weed control chores and pruning chores in the landscape. In the next 3 hours, we'll be talking about anything and everything that relates to your yard, garden, and landscape right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you as we begin what will be 3 fantastic hours of radio right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'd love to have you give us a call today at 457-1290. This is a show all about helping you with your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. And for the last 28 years, we've been planting the seeds to a greener and better Miami Valley for this future generation and next generations to come. And if you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast, we have not one, but 4 open phone lines, 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That'll bring you right into the Master Control Studios, where Javon, our executive producer extraordinaire, is at the helm and is ready to help each and every one of you get on to the airwaves today. We've got a lot of miles to travel, a lot of great topics to talk about, but I'd love to talk to each and every one of you. If you got a question about your landscape, a question about your trees, you've got a question about which flowers to add to your yard, or if you got questions, no matter what the question is, we have an answer for you that we'd be so happy to help you along the way to determine the best way to manage your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That'll put you into the Master Control Studios, where we're more than happy to talk to each and every one of you. A little bit about myself. My name is Mark Weber. I am the co-founder of Mark Weber's Landscaping. You can learn about our company at www.weberlandscaping.com. That's weberlandscaping.com. My last name is spelt with 2 B's. And I'm also a board-certified master arborist. I've been so for some time. I'm also a tree risk assessor, a qualified tree risk assessor. I'm also a licensed tree expert. I am also certified by the American Society for the Horticultural Sciences as a certified horticultural professional. There's roughly about 75 of us in the whole United States. And I hold a number of other certifications and qualifications, but all that matters is when you call 457-1290, you're going to get very important information as it relates to your landscape. And I think it's important to say that what we do here on Garden Talk, folks, is all about helping you have the best landscape ever. We give you bona fide answers that are based in science and best practices. And I'm going to talk a lot today about best practices and what are best practices. There seems to be this thought process that whatever I do is a best practice, and it's far from that. And we'll talk a lot about that today. We're also going to be talking a lot about how this colder weather is actually a blessing on many fronts. It allows us to get a lot of things done in the landscape, and we're going to go into great specificity today about all of those special things that you need to be doing in your landscape if this little bit of cooler weather, so to speak, is still upon us. And the weather long term, into even the next week through Wednesday, we've got some nighttime temperatures a little bit chillier. So we're going to be talking about all of that stuff and so much more today. And I'm going to begin this morning's monologue about managing your landscape. A lot of times people hear us talk here on Garden Talk about you need to do this and you need to do that. And if you don't do this, this is what the result is. Think of your property. Your home is surrounded typically by land, and that land has grass in it, and that land has trees and shrubs along the foundation in many cases. And with all of that, that's called your landscape. Well, the landscape, ladies and gentlemen, requires management. And that management means is that you're going to need to mow it if you've got grass. To provide it to be aesthetically acceptable, many cases it requires some fertility and some proper mowing, and the trees and shrubs that are around your home will require specialized care and require some pruning and some fertility possibly and some mulching and things like that. So when we talk today, I would love to help you be a better manager of your property. And realize that it's not going to go away. It needs some work. So I'd love to hear from you at 457-1290 how I can best help you guys that are listening to Garden Talk today, how I can help you be a better manager of your property. Just like the inside of your home, when you make decisions about when to clean the carpets or when you plan to dust the furniture or run the sweeper, those are quote-unquote management decisions. I'm here to help you make better management decisions about your landscape today. And I think by viewing it from that perspective, it's more than just yard work. It's management work. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. And we're also going to go into the garden. We're talking about a very nasty little weed called poison hemlock that if you've got this in your yard, folks, you really need to control it. We're going to talk a little bit about what it looks like right now, more so how to control it, because it is easily controlled this time of year before it gets a whole lot bigger. This cooler weather is going to really be a blessing for many of you that have this issue. And I think it's important for each and every one of you to spend a little time looking for this weed. Also, if you've got honeysuckle in your yard, it has probably begun to leaf out. It's probably one of the few plants that has actually leaves on it in the landscape right now. And it's a real dead giveaway of a plant that you need to control and manage in your yard. And we're going to talk a little bit about control and management of honeysuckle in the landscape today. And along with that as well, taking your phone calls at 457-1290. We're also going to go in the garden kitchen. We're going to do What Plant I Am with your opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Nolwyn. And we are going to do so much more today here on Garden Talk. 457-1290. And when we return, we'll be taking your phone calls and talking about the importance of controlling weeds in the landscape with pre-emergent herbicide applications and so much more. Right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
For good news in Dayton, this is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company. One of the best local grade schools in the area is Incarnation Catholic School in Centerville, across from the legendary Bill's Donuts. Full disclosure, my wife teaches kindergarten at this wonderful school, and I am an alumni. I'm proud of the lives she and the 70 other passionate teachers impact. Incarnation is a national Blue Ribbon School of Excellence, and safety is their top priority. With 17 surveillance cameras, doors that are secured 24/7, and a sophisticated badge entry system, parents can feel good about their children's safety. Incarnation is also the first school in the area to feature the new two-way radios with the MARC system, which has a direct link to the wonderful Centerville Police Department. If you would appreciate your child being in a safe spiritual environment while receiving a top-notch education, call the school or visit their website at incarnation-school.com. That's incarnation-school.com.
Good News in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company and WesBanco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Families often remark that pre-planning was the greatest gift a parent has given them. Act with love, plan ahead, and talk about what you might want. Help your family by relieving the burden of difficult financial and emotional decisions during a time of grief. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
They're on their way. Hummingbirds will be here soon, so have your feeders out and ready by April 15th. Hummingbirds are truly amazing. They migrate as far away as South America in the fall, and the same bird will find its way back to your feeder this spring. Did you know that hummingbirds can fly up to 60 miles per hour, hover like a helicopter, fly backwards, and even upside down? Stop in and learn more about helping hummingbirds this spring at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at the corner of Far Hills and Stroop.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971 with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0400. That's 800-385-0437.
When the Miami Valley needed us most,
WHIO Radio's in Storm Center,
we were there.
Let's go over to radar if we can.
With live wall-to-wall coverage powered by Storm Center 7.
This storm is continuing to move off to the east-northeast.
Depend on the Miami Valley's severe weather station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Dealing with lots of clouds this morning and chilly temperatures climbing out of the 20s, eventually only reaching a high near 40 degrees later today. We'll have gradually decreasing clouds, keeping it a bit breezy, so wind chills for the afternoon sitting in the 30s. Tonight, mainly clear skies, another cold overnight as temperatures drop back down close to 20 degrees. Into your Sunday, plenty of sunshine to start, another cool afternoon in the low 40s. Clouds return with a chance for rain and snow showers Sunday night. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan by the new live Doppler HG7 radar shows quite a bit of precipitation area south of Springboro, down toward Hamilton and Cincinnati. Beyond that, we've got what appears to be overcast skies. 27 unfortunate degrees in downtown Dayton, 30 in Springboro. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you definitely need to be doing this time of year in the landscape, and one of which is transplanting and moving things around. A lot of times, folks, when you are in the thralls of spring, I have seen many springs where people we literally do not have a very long spring that allows us the opportunity to spend a whole bunch of time moving plants around. This spring, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, is one of those that allows us to move things around a lot. And transplanting is one of those things that it's sometimes real easy and sometimes it's not. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how to transplant and how to move things in and about the landscape. First of all, collecting a plant and moving it, and there's a couple different types of plants that we need to talk about this morning, one of which is the good old-fashioned perennial. Those are the low-growing plants that live year to year in the landscape. And those plants, in many cases, can be easily transplanted by taking a shovel or a spade and simply just digging underneath, moving the plant to the next location. By doing that, it's easily done by literally finding the plant, pulling some of the debris maybe away from the base of the plant, and then slicing about on the outer edges. The plant will literally have these lower leaves that are near the ground level. And making the decision to go ahead and just take that shovel or spade and slicing around that plant, kind of all the way around it, and at a slight angle. And that angle would be typically about, you know, about a 60 degree angle toward the center point of the center of the plant. And when you go to do that, then you can typically, after you've gone all the way around the plant, can come along and just gently kind of pop it up out of the dirt. And what I do a lot of times is then I just kind of grab the bottom of the shovel or a spade with my hand to kind of balance the root ball, and then use that same shovel or spade that I used to slice underneath of it to kind of cradle that root ball. And then I can slide it into my wheelbarrow or whatever device I want to, or just move it to the next location where I've dug a hole that's typically about three times wider than the hole of the size of the ball that I dug with the planting shovel, and or from the previous, the plant I just described that I dug, and then I'll just slide it into place. Now, keep in mind, though, a lot of perennials get clumpy where there's kind of a large grouping of them. And you can kind of do this same process going into the center of the clump and literally lifting it and then taking that same shovel or spade and then slicing that dug root ball into sections, and typically like 5 to 6 inch wide and long sections, and then retransplant those plants into the landscape. The ideal time to do that is when those plants are just coming out of winter and in, out of dormancy, which is kind of where we're at right now. And the fortunate bit is that with these cooler temperatures, it really extends the period of time in which we can be doing this beneficial transplanting and moving plants about. And I would highly recommend that if you've got things like Shasta Daisy and Rutabaga and Hosta and Daylilies and to just name a few, it would be an ideal day to be doing that type of work. I'm also going to share with all of you that the pruning season has been extended, particularly for many of our clumpy shrubs. One of the things that I will tell you that is a really beneficial thing, let's say that you've got burning bush in your landscape, is to do what we call stool pruning. A lot of times burning bush can get really big and get really woody, and you can come along and you can prune burning bush this time of year. Let's say that burning bush is 4 to 5 feet, maybe 6 to 8 feet tall. You can literally come in this time of year and remove the whole plant to about 5 to 6 inches above the soil line, and it will regrow a brand new plant from the base up. And it's a great way to reinvigorate the plant. More so, it is a great way to manage that plant long term so that you don't end up with a plant that does not look very acceptable. And that kind of that type of what we call stool pruning goes really well with many different types of deciduous shrubs that we may have in the landscape. And a quick reminder, deciduous means that it grows that season, loses its leaves at in the fall, and then reemerges those leaves in the spring season. And typically evergreens is what we call plants that hold their needles and leaves from year to year, but they do drop them at certain points of the time. Many different types of evergreen shrubs sometimes be treated a little bit differently. If you've got a pruning question about your any landscape plants in your yard or garden right now, I'd be happy to answer those, just like I just described to you, at 457-1290. That is 457-1290. That'll put you in the Master Control Studios, where Javon will be more than happy to take your call And I'll be happy to assist you with whatever that pruning or transplanting question may be. Also, I want to share this morning that the use of herbicides for control of weeds in the landscape. Keep in mind that weeds can come from weed seeds and they can come from perennial plants. We mean existing roots, and you can also have what we call woody weeds. You've got basically three methods of controlling weeds, and one is the mechanical method, which is where you physically cut or pull it out of the ground, and then you have a chemical method. And many times the chemical methods are utilized by use of two different tools, one of which is what they call pre-emergent herbicides. The second tool is what we call post-emergent herbicides. Pre means before and post means thereafter. And a lot of times the weeds that you have in your landscape, ladies and gentlemen, are directly related to the weeds that germinated last fall. And so I would suggest that think of weed control as a kind of a long-term continuum. So first thing is after you get your beds cleaned up this time of year, it's a really good, wise, what we call best practice to apply pre-emergent herbicides. Now, keep in mind those pre-emergent herbicides, ladies and gentlemen, are not going to be giving you control for every single weed through the whole year. Let's be clear, it won't do that for the whole year, but it will provide you a pretty fantastic control of a lot of different weeds. And I'll keep in mind that every pre-emergent herbicide has different properties and controls different types of weeds. So you may want to consider deciding which weeds you have and which ones that you don't have and determine from there what is going to be the best means to control weeds in your yard, garden, and landscaping. When we come back, taking your calls at 457-1290, we'll be talking to Margie in Eaton, Ohio. We're talking to you at 457-1290 right here on AM 1290 on News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 6:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News update. Our top story we're following. A pregnant woman is shot. She has been pronounced dead, according to a spokesperson. But what came of the baby? We'll have the answer to that coming up.
Looking ahead to a mainly dry but chilly weekend, I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Well, WHIO triple team traffic. Still keeping our eyes on that ramp from northbound 75 to 675, just past Austin Boulevard, closed. Right now, the best route to get around that is to go to the 725 exit, go past the Dayton Mall, and you should be able to hop on to 675 after that. And our top story in Springfield. A spokesperson says a mother-to-be who was shot in the head has died. Lindsay Marsh was reportedly shot by her boyfriend after an argument turned physical.
Police say Marsh was more than 30 weeks pregnant, almost full term, when she was shot Thursday night.
I actually heard what sounded like a firecracker.
Dustin Wagner lives on the same block as Marsh, told us he thinks he heard the single gunshot Thursday night around 7:40.
WHIO's John Bedell says 25-year-old Travis Hayes is in jail in connection to this shooting. Her baby was saved through a C-section. Right now, we're working to get confirmation from the coroner's office in this case. Well, an accused shooter pleading guilty to his charges. Eli Serna, accused in the West Liberty Salem High School shooting, withdrew his not guilty plea Friday afternoon. The sheriff's office says last January, then 16-year-old Logan Cole was shot twice by Serna before school staff were able to stop him. Cole's family releasing a statement thanking the sheriff's office. Serna will be sentenced next month. He could face 23 and a half years in prison. Well, Dayton school bus drivers are set to vote this weekend on a tentative contract.
If drivers reject a three-year deal with school leaders, they have until 12:01 a.m. Tuesday to decide on a strike. Neither DPS leaders nor union chiefs have commented on a new contract.
That's WHIO's Ron Otto with team coverage. Now let's get a look at that exclusive weather forecast with meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
May see a few early flurries and plenty of cloud cover. Temperatures on the chillier side this morning. We get out of the 20s only to climb to a high around the low 40s this afternoon, but we will see more sunshine. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar shows those flurries are pretty active. They've been moving right along, mostly to the southernmost parts of the Miami Valley. Right now we're seeing that those are sticking mostly south of I-70, seeing some just south of Springfield and Clark County, seeing some also in the southernmost part of Montgomery County and throughout Warren and Clinton counties. It's 23 degrees right now in Troy, 27 in Springfield, and 27 in Dayton at 633. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
Do you have a problem with God? Maybe because of the apparent contradiction between the Bible and science. Or possibly it's because of all the evil and suffering in the world, the injustices. Perhaps you have a problem with the concept of hell, or the idea that people who call themselves Christians seem to discount the beliefs of others who are genuinely good people. Right now, we're discussing the problem of God at Fairhaven Church. At Fairhaven, we're a group of different people, yet remarkably alike, on a journey with our own stories, brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We would love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhaven.church. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. As you may well know by now, I threw out all my brushes and rollers years ago. I will never lift a paintbrush again because of university painters. At one point in time, I actually thought I could paint. No way, though. Not ever again. A professional paint job really makes a difference, and I can see the results every day throughout my home, living room, family room, even my man cave basement. So when I needed the exterior of my home painted this year, do you think I went shopping for ladders? No, I did what you should do. I called Chris at University Painters, 630-3800. Chris came out, gave me a complete estimate, and got me on the schedule. Speaking of which, the schedule's filling up, so you need to call Chris yourself at 630-3800 and get your free estimate and take advantage of the spring special of 50% off all paint and materials. Have your home really pop after the toll weather's taken on it, and leave the scraping, the patching, the caulking, and of course the painting to the pros. My friends at University Painters, call today 630-3800 or go online, universitypainters.com.
Hi, Pete Kasuja here in Old North Dayton, where my wife Shirley and I started our garden center in 1963, and now we have customers who come to us every year from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The reason for such loyalty is because they know that we have thousands of shade trees, fruit trees, weeping trees, dwarf trees, evergreens, and flowering shrubs, all ready to load. We also have 16 greenhouses where we grow thousands of bonsai trees and indoor plants and garden plants, berry and fruit plants, and don't forget our green mat grass seed. So today, mow in May. We're about a mile east of the Stanley Avenue exit on I-75, so come out to 1309 Brant Pike and be dazzled.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O. You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to help your garden grow.
You know, this is a plant, ladies and gentlemen, that it may look kind of attractive this time of year. You may see it in your landscape, and it is very green and ferny. If it's green and ferny and it's in your landscape, there's a really good likelihood it is a plant called poison hemlock. Now, this plant, as the season goes along, will get about 5 to 6 to 7 feet tall. It produces a fairly large white bloom cluster in May, early June. One of the distinguishing characteristics of this plant, you can even see at this time of year, is that it is about a 13-inch long leaf, and that's kind of the way that I kind of measure it. You may see it very thorny, so to speak, very ferny in its appearance. And with it also comes the dangers of poisoning. You may also notice that the stem tissue of it as it comes out of the ground may have some kind of purplish streaks along it as well. If you see this plant, do not pull it, do not break it, do not cut it, but do apply a post-directive herbicide like 2,4-D or Weed Be Gone to it. And by doing that, you will eliminate it. You can kill it very readily by that type of application this time of year. But be careful. This plant is a deadly, deadly plant. So be careful out there. It looks sort of like Queen Anne's lace. For more information, check out my blog at gardentalkblog.com.
You've been Into the Garden with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your gardening questions. Call Mark now at 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290. If you like to be part of this morning's broadcast, I have an open line for you. Would love to talk to you about your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. Javon is at the helm. Happy to take your calls and get you part of today's legendary broadcast. Let's go talk to Margie in Eaton, Ohio. Margie in Eaton, Ohio, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have an overgrown taxus bush, and I had seen online, they said that you can prune those almost down to the ground, and then like in a couple years, it will regenerate or, you know, grow back and look okay.
Sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not. Let me explain. Within the genus taxus, that's T-A-X-U-S, and we're not talking about those dreaded things that we have to pay around April 15th, okay? Let's be clear. This is not something that you send to the IRS. I guess there's some people who would like to send this to the IRS. I said that with the greatest degree of happiness, by the way. These are evergreen plants. They typically can get as big as 18, 25 feet tall, particularly some of the upright varieties like Hicksi and the Cuspidata types. There are other ones that are called medias and others that are short, round, kind of squatty, and over time do get large. It can have very dark green needles and many times have the name of Japanese yew. That's Y-E-W, okay? In many cases, one way that you can determine if this will work, and we call this type of pruning stool pruning, by the way, you pull the branches away from the top, okay, and kind of open it up.
Okay.
Look down into the center of the plant. And if you see along the center of the plant areas where there's little green buds or sprouts, there's a really good likelihood that if you reduce those upper canopy branches back to where those green sprouts are, the plant will regenerate. But I have to forewarn you about something, okay? The typical group of taxus that typically works really well with this application is the group of taxus called Cuspidata. And many of the media types and the X media types will typically die from this type of application. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So
yes.
One thing that, you know, keep in mind though, if you look down into the center of the plant and you don't see any green, you can do this, but you're kind of rolling the dice. There's about a 50% chance that it'll work, and there's probably a 50% chance it won't work. So just want to make sure we're clear on that, because if you're thinking you're hoping that these plants going to resprout and regrow, it may not, unfortunately.
Okay. Last year, last year during the growing season, it did have sprouts down into the bush, you know, down near the bottom, sort mm-hmm. of. But I don't think they're there right now, though.
If they're not there right now, there's a really good chance that they may not come back.
Okay.
But I just need to say something. You may be prematurely actually helping remove the plant ahead of time. And also, I want to make something really clear. Be sure to also do this about April 15th. I used to always make this comment. You want to prune your, you want to stool prune your taxes when you pay your taxes.
Oh, well, that's funny.
Now, if you prepaid your taxes already, well, that's a whole different ball game. But let's just, you know, I'm saying is that you're just rolling. If you got growth at the bottom, I have no problem about this. But if you don't, you are rolling the dice. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Well, the bush needs to come out anyway, so I guess, you know, even if it doesn't grow back, it's not going to be a total loss or anything.
Yeah, you know, you just look at it this way. Maybe you're extending your work period in which the time you're going to be removing it. So, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, and I hope you have a great Saturday, okay?
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. 457-1290. Let's go to Dayton. Let's go talk to Sean. Sean, good morning, and welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine bought a piece of land with a house that's got maybe 10 acres of woods all the way around it. And they've got a bunch of trees that are down, and they also have a bunch of standing timber. And they were thinking about having somebody come in and remove some of the trees, both the, you know, they don't know which ones to just saw up for firewood or if they're valuable logs that somebody, you know, might be able to make lumber out of. And they have no idea where to go, you know, like, do they just call a company to do that or do they bring an arborist out or what?
So in other words, this is a forestry situation where we've got a woods. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so what you would want to do in that standpoint is before you call in a lumber company to, and there's what they call, there's logging companies, okay? You really should be retaining what they call a certified forester, not an arborist, a forester.
Okay.
And certified foresters are people who have a lot of knowledge about forest products. Forest products are the harvesting of wood. And they are people who typically will do something called cruise. And it's not like they're going on an ocean liner here, but they actually do what they call cruising. And okay. Cruising is where they walk through the woods and they look at trees, and they don't look at every tree, but they literally can walk through the woods and come up with a fair amount of estimate about how many what they call board feet of timber that you have in your property and the best management scheme to remove it. Now, I will have to forewarn you, there's two different methodologies of this. One is called clear cut. And the other is where they do a selective harvest. Any way you got it, there's going to be a lot of damage in your woods.
I see.
So the other piece of this is and realize that damage doesn't recover very quickly sometimes. And okay. And the reason that if you're thinking of you know utilizing this piece of land to get some money from it, that's great. Just keep in mind that once you cut down a big tree, it doesn't grow back very quickly.
Sure. What about trees that are already down? Like if there's a, you know, it looks like a huge log that you could make boards out of instead of sawing it up for firewood. How do you know?
Typically, they don't want those. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the reason being is that when they harvest the tree, it has to go through a process of drying and management. And just keep in mind with wood, as soon as a tree is down in the woods, it's already begun to rot, okay? And that wood may not have any value whatsoever. So I'm going to give you a website that you can find a certified forester at. And it's okay. It's called it's eForester.org.
Okay.
And again, it's eForester. It's FORESTER.org. And what you want is a consulting forester to come into your property, determine how many reasonable board feet, and then at that point in time, then you typically put it out to bid for that. Okay. But you're going to need to have specifications on how you want it to be harvested, because otherwise, I will tell you that I have seen a number of places that have been quite frankly, excuse my language, but raped, so to speak, sure, with methodologies of timber harvesting. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against harvesting trees. I think it's a good practice, particularly if it's done correctly. But at the same time, if it's not done correctly, it is a really, really bad thing. And there's a lot of legal disputes out there in the world related to the methods and means in which people cut down trees. So, okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks for your information.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for being part of the show.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. 457-1290, and Javon, let's go into the garden kitchen.
You're listening to Garden Talk with Mark Weber on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden kitchen with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to improve your kitchen table.
This week's In the Garden Kitchen is a vegetable that, yes, you can be planting right now, even on a snowy day, Javon. You can work the dirt, and if the dirt's workable, particularly with all the rain we've had, and plant radishes. Now, radishes, ladies and gentlemen, come in a number of shapes, sizes, and colors. You can buy white radishes. You can buy red radishes. You can buy pink radishes. You can buy all kinds of radishes, even purplish-colored radishes. And, you know, radishes are belonging to the group of vegetables that call brassicas, and they are closely related to broccoli and cabbage and cauliflower. And they germinate quite quickly, by the way, and they produce this edible root that you can typically get a radish crop in about 45 days to 35 days here in Ohio. Keep in mind that radishes are grown throughout the world. They've been around since the Roman times, and what makes fun about radishes are that you can bake them, you can fry them, you can eat them raw, and they are a crop that grows quickly, and they are good for you as well. One of my favorite radishes that I personally like is called the French breakfast radish, which is kind of long and kind of has at the very top shoulder of the radish, kind of has kind of a pinkish red color. And in Europe, this radish is consumed daily as part of one's morning breakfast. So this week's In the Garden Kitchen is radishes.
You've been Into the Garden Kitchen with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your questions now. 457-1290. Here's the garden guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, and we would love to hear from you at 457-1290. When we come back, more garden talk after this and your calls on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. For years now, you've heard the conversations I've had with Keller Williams realtor Richard Herbst. I've seen firsthand the success Richard has had. There was a home in my neighborhood on the market for 3 years. I saw so many signs in the yard, and then Richard came in, and it sold in a month. Now, there's no silver bullet, magic pill, or voodoo involved. Like Richard and I have talked about, it's all about the preparation, putting together a plan, and then executing. He prices the home right, usually has a standing list of qualified buyers, brings the buyers and sellers together, and then takes care of all the details so nothing goes wrong, and what ends up being a win-win deal. Now, if you're frustrated trying to sell your home, you want to take advantage of a robust local real estate market, or if you're facing a sudden change in circumstances like a job relocation, call my friend Richard Herbst at Keller Williams, 937-477-1411. He also has an interactive website at teamherbst.com. That's teamherbst.com. Like I've been telling you, I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst.
Chuck, what we realized was your plan gives us peace of mind because we have a guarantee never to lose money against the market again.
So that means security for us. Our accounts grow tax-free and we can access our money tax-free. What more could you possibly want?
Chuck Oliver of The Hidden Wealth Solution will get your retirement on track. Visit retirementprotected.com. That's retirementprotected.com.
Old Man Winter has come and gone. The sun is out and the birds are singing. Are you ready for spring, but your lawn is not? The experts at Lifestyles Lawn Care can help. Lifestyles Lawn Care wants to make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. From lawn mowing starting at only $29.95 to spring maintenance, we can maintain your lawn while you spend more time with your friends and loved ones. Don't spend long hot days tending to your lawn. Visit our Facebook page or call 949-7664 today. Lifestyles Lawn Care. Lifestyles made simple.
At the James at Ohio State, there is no routine breast cancer. We go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat and cure your breast cancer, leading the way to better outcomes, faster responses, fewer side effects, and more hope. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
When the Miami Valley needed us most,
WHIO Radio's in Storm Center,
we were there.
Let's go over to radar if we can.
With live wall-to-wall coverage powered by Storm Center 7.
This storm is continuing to move off to the east-northeast.
Depend on the Miami Valley's severe weather station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, everybody. It's 6:53. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
With lots of clouds this morning and chilly temperatures climbing out of the 20s, eventually only reaching a high near 40 degrees later today. We'll have gradually decreasing clouds, keeping it a bit breezy, so wind chills for the afternoon sitting in the 30s. Tonight, mainly clear skies, another cold overnight as temperatures drop back down close to 20 degrees. Into your Sunday, plenty of sunshine to start, another cool afternoon in the low 40s. Clouds return with a chance for rain and snow showers Sunday night. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar shows that bands of shower activity and snow activity to our south, pretty much across Hamilton and Warren counties currently. It's 28 in Wilmington. It's 30 here in Dayton. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290, if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, I would love to talk to you. And let's continue here on Garden Talk at 457-1290. And let's go talk to Paul in Middletown. Paul in Middletown, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
I got a red hot poker that we put in the beginning of last season, and it bloomed beautifully. And over the season, it spread. It's probably 16 by 30. And I was wondering about the possibility of splitting that and balancing the garden out.
You said it's only been in the garden 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, for those of you that don't know what a red hot poker is, it is an interesting plant. It has a number of different names. Its botanical name is Nipaophia. It's often called Trichomania and torch lily and a number of other plants. And what's interesting about this plant is that it is actually native to Africa. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's actually native to Africa. And it's got cold hardiness in this part of the world. I would say to you, if you wanted to divide it, you could, but just keep in mind that those divisions typically need to be about 6 inches by 6 inches, no less than 5 by 5.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you can do that, go ahead and do that. Just keep in mind, though, that plant may not have enough root structure to be divided quite yet. So it may need another year before we go crazy with divisions.
Yeah, it just seemed pretty dense, so I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, my view on perennial divisions has always been, give it some time.
Right.
You know, if and another thing that would come to my analysis on this too is, if it's already in becoming crowded and it's only been in the garden less than 2 years, you may have a situation where the plant, frankly, is in a place where it's maybe not enough space for it, okay? Because I can tell you that when I've grown this plant in my lifetime, it's typically gets, you know, a clump that's about 24, 36 inches long and wide.
Right, right.
Does that space warrant that size of clump of plant?
Yeah, it would. It would just balance. We've got it in a kind of a triangle setting. It's at the front end of one of the points, and so we thought about balancing and putting part on the other corner. So
okay,
that was kind of the only reason, but it would be fine there another year. It's beautiful.
Which variety did you use, if I may ask?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth.
I've always been fascinated with the color of this plant. I mean, you can get yellows, you can get pinks, you can get reds.
This has a fiery red, red to almost pinkish, but it's a beautiful bloom.
Interesting.
And the finches love it.
Yeah, well, there's varieties like Bee Sunset, which is bright yellow. Then there's one called Brimstone Bloom, which is sulfur yellow. There's one called Buttercup, which is clear yellow. Then there's one called Nobilis, which I've grown Nobilis, and it's quite handsome. It's orange and yellow. There's another one that's out of the UK called the Royal Standard, which is red and yellow. You know, the names of some of these, one of which that I've seen in gardens in the East Coast called Tawny King, which is actually creamy white. With slashes of brown. I mean, this group of plants is spectacular on so many different levels. And what's fun about it is it really adds a lot of a almost like a tropical scenario into the landscape. And the flowers are produced on these long spikes on stalks and can get, you know, in some cases up to 5 feet in height. I've seen them that high in gardens in different parts of the United States. So this is a super, super, super cool plant. And like all plants are named after their original discoverer, who actually was a German botanist named Nikoff. Sir, thank you so much for the call. Enjoy your red hot poker in the season of 2018. And thanks for being part of Garden Talk, okay?
You bet. Thanks, Mark.
Happy gardening, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
457-1290. At the top of next hour, we'll be joined by Richmond Pearson. Also next hour, hopefully McCall Vrijtags will be dropping in to talk about this lovely weather we're experiencing and so much more. And during the week, you can always reach out to me at www.weberlandscaping.com or just weberlandscaping.com with two Bs. Or call my office at 438-2899 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.